But how do you think it's kind of affected your position group, you know, playing next to, like, you were playing with Mason, then Will, and then Zach and Josh?
I mean, you got to be next man up. You got to know what you got to do, and, I mean, you got to act like you never lost a beat when you come in. I mean, I can't speak for them or anything, but, I mean, just got to know what you got to know your job and your responsibility. This is what you get paid for is football, so you got to know what you're supposed to do. There's no excuses. We're in week, what, 12, I think, or 13? Yeah. It's too late in the season no more. You're not a rookie no more. You're not a nobody. Like, you got to know it by now. Like, if you don't know it by now, then it's too late.
Have you ever had a situation where it's been like, I think you have like four different partners next to you inside over the last like 7 or 8 weeks?
I never had all the guys got hurt like that in the inside, but I have around me. When I was at Tennessee, a lot of people got hurt my third year. So it reminded me of that, but never had the same position group as a lot of people.
Because you're playing hurt too. Do you put pressure on yourself to keep going when you see so many guys around you get?
Everybody's playing hurt. It's just the extent of what you can play while you're hurt. If you can't run and whatnot, then it's a different aspect. You know, if I can't run, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to go out there if I can't run. That's basically what everybody can run. Can you run and lift your arms? If you can run and lift your arms, you can be able to play.
Are you resting at the end of the week, or can you not run right now the way?
I'm just going to continue getting treatment on what I got to get treatment on. And Sunday comes, you guys see what happened on Sunday.
Right, I just didn't know if it was like a thing like Trent where, you know, they're resting him to save him up for Sunday, or like, is that kind of the same for you?
I'm practice. I always practice. I just got to keep doing the treatment and see what happens.
Jumped in late there, but is it more so the ankle or the, I know you've been dealing with Achilles for a couple weeks now, is that more so the biggest concern you feel?
Especially with all these Achilles tears going around every week. It's always on my mind, but you just got to keep treatment on it and hopefully get better. I mean, it has got better, but just got to get better.
Richard Sherman, obviously, Jimmy Smith coming off.
Yeah, there's
a
bunch
of guys. You play a very physical position where you're always moving. There's ever a concern where at some point it might get.
It's always a concern, but I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's nothing really you can do about it. You can be walking up the stairs and it can happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's nothing I can really do about it. All I can do is keep doing treatment on it and getting it worked on.
What is some of the treatment involved? What are you doing?
Just laser heat, acupuncture, massaging it, scratching it, doing ankle mobilities, trying to strengthen the muscles around it. It's just stuff you got to do just to take a lot of stress off of it.
One thing you could do, at least to prevent some of it, is to not play.
Not play. It's always a possibility, but guys, we always want to compete. So for us, we always want to be out there no matter what. And, what's the difference from playing now and then you resting it and then it happens, game one next year? Then you feel like you waste your time.
Do you have people telling you at all that maybe you should shut it down, or if they do,
I don't listen to them. At the end of the day, I'm going out here playing the game. I like to play the game. I like to play the game with passion. I hate to lose. So for me, I'm trying my best to, trying to help people do better and, just trying to help some of the young guys. But at the end of the day, the rest is, we rest when the season's over.